Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Michael Behe is our guest, professor of biology sciences at Lehigh University, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. He's the author of Darwin's Black Box and the DVD Revolutionary. Go to Revolutionary Behe, B-E-H-E on the end there, revolutionarybehe.com, and you'll find your book and your DVD and all that, Mike?
That's right, and lots of other information besides.
Okay, so and the books, I'm sure all that's available on Amazon as well, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good deal. So, okay, folks, we're talking about, in the previous segment, Mike gave us a great explanation of the difference between the belief in intelligent design and creationism, or being a Darwinian, which is not the same thing as believing in intelligent design. Mike, the more I see, the more we learn about science, the more we learn about the galactic universe. You know, the more we learn about our bodies, about the way our molecular cellular circuits work, and all that. A lot of people think that when you head in that direction, you're going to wind up heading away from your faith. But for me, it just makes my faith stronger.
Absolutely.
I mean, my God, look at these wonderful things inside these cells. How could that be accidental?
Oh, it couldn't. I mean, inside cells, there are machines. I mean, literally machines. There are little molecular trucks and buses that drive along highways made out of molecules. And there are little molecular signposts that tell the trucks and buses when to turn left and when to turn right. And there are little outboard motors that let cells swim through liquids. And just like the machines in our everyday life, these things didn't come about by chance. They had to be designed, purposely made.
Look at the healing process, the regeneration, the recovery process.
Absolutely. And the more you know about it, as you said, the more and more you appreciate it. There's a Bible verse, the Psalms, that says, I thank you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be written by David, but he didn't know the half of it. The more and more we know, the more and more astounding are the processes that we see at the very foundation of life. And so that's the reason to conclude intelligent design, not because of the scripture or Bible or whatever, but because of the machinery and the intricate and sophisticated systems that we found at the very foundation of life.
Right.
It turns out that Darwin's theory cannot and has not. And if you look in the scientific
and Darwin's theory, let's just catch some folks up. Darwin's theory is that evolution is random and not in any kind of order.
That's correct. It works on random changes plus natural selection. Natural selection is supposed to pick the things that work a little bit better, but the random changes are in fact random.
But do you allow for natural selection in your intelligent design belief, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And natural selection is real. The big hang up in Darwin's theory
natural selection is alive and well in the marketplace. It's called competition.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're going to become extinct as a business if you're not competitive. You'll be naturally selected out.
Yeah, absolutely, that's true. But a lot of businesses are intelligently designed too.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's a combination of.
So why did you feel that this is something that needs to be said?
Well, because I'm a scientist. I'm a biochemist. I'm supposed to understand and be interested in how such complex systems arose. And when I looked in the scientific journals, scientific libraries, it turns out that nobody had explained how these complex molecular machines could come about.
Mm-hmm.
Most people were just kind of waving their hands and saying, oh, isn't this wonderful how...
But do you think it was because they were afraid to take a stand that in your universe, that it was impolitic to believe in creationism? I mean, in intelligent design?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anything that smacks of something beyond nature as
right.
an explanation for life is frowned upon severely. And so there's very strong social pressure against intelligent design. And even though it arises very readily from what we've discovered about life.
Right. So I know you're available if someone wants you to speak. I'm sure you're doing a lot of speeches on your book
yeah.
and everything. And,
yes, absolutely.
And the DVR is the book is Darwin's Black Box is available wherever books are sold. Quickly, you're in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania went for Trump last night. What do you think?
I am like everybody else. I am absolutely astounded. I mean, everybody had written off Pennsylvania. It's interesting. I can't say I was a Trump supporter. I certainly wasn't a Hillary supporter, but
right.
we're in for interesting times, I think.
Well, we continue to live the Chinese curse, right?
Yeah.
May you live in interesting times. Hey, Mike, will you come back? I'd love to have you back on the show sometime.
Sure, I'd be delighted to, anytime.
Thank you. Dr. Michael Behe, ladies and gentlemen, check out the website, revolutionarybehe, BHE.com, and we'll get him back another day. I take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.